Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Student-led protests against the war in Gaza are taking place at college campuses around the country. In Philadelphia, several protests were held yesterday. Corey Schaber from member station WHYY has more.
Demonstrations were held at the University of Pennsylvania, Drexel, Temple, and City Hall, attracting hundreds of participants. Supporters of Israel, as well as those who identified as pro-Palestinian, took part in the protest. Multiple universities in the region have seen similar events in recent days. Earlier Thursday, a demonstration at Princeton University resulted in the arrest of two graduate students. At Swarthmore College, students are occupying the lawn outside Parrish Hall, and roughly a dozen tents are set up at the University of Pennsylvania, where students say they are prepared to sleep through the weekend. For NPR News, I'm Corey Scharber in Philadelphia.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Chinese leader Xi Jinping in Beijing today. NPR's Emily Fang reports the high-stakes meeting is part of an ongoing diplomatic effort to manage a tense U.S.-China relationship.
Xi Jinping told Blinken that he wanted to set aside, quote, vicious competition and see the U.S. build up trust in the relationship rather than, quote, saying one thing and doing another. That's according to the Chinese state news agency shortly after the two men met in Beijing's Great Hall of the People building in Tiananmen Square. Blinken has said he will bring up ongoing efforts to push China to crack down on fentanyl-related chemicals, most of which are made in China, and to pressure China to stop selling Russia industrial components and other technology, and to keep maintaining channels of communication. She said the two countries were maintaining communications, but that there were still, quote, quite a few problems that needed resolving in the relationship. Emily Fang, NPR News.
The election obstruction case against former President Donald Trump ran into a wall of skepticism from conservative justices at the Supreme Court Thursday. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports five of the six conservatives expressed some support for Trump's claim of immunity from prosecution for his official actions as president.
Justice Amy Coney Barrett, Trump's last of three appointees to the court, was the only conservative to express outright doubt about some of Trump's immunity claims. When Trump's lawyer repeatedly asserted that no former president can be criminally prosecuted unless he's impeached, convicted by the Senate, and removed from office, Barrett replied that the nine justices could be criminally prosecuted, though they are subject to impeachment, too.
So why is the president different when the impeachment clause doesn't say so?
A decision in the case is not expected until late June at the earliest. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. futures contracts are trading higher at this hour. NASDAQ futures up nearly 1%. You're listening to NPR News. A Maryland high school athletic director is charged with creating an AI-generated recording of the school's principal, making racist and anti-Semitic remarks. The recording circulated on social media in January, sparking a federal investigation. Bree Hatch from member station WYPR has more.
Baltimore County Police arrested Pikesville High School's Dazon Darian at the BWI Marshall Airport. Police Chief Robert McCullough said Darian is facing retaliation and stalking charges.
Detectives allege Mr. Darian made the recording to retaliate against the principal who had launched an investigation into the potential mishandling of school funds.
County Executive Johnny Olcheski said this case reflects a new frontier.
As we continue to embrace emerging technology and its potential for innovation and social good, we must also remain vigilant against those who would abuse it for malicious intent.
He called for new state and federal regulations to help prevent future cases. For NPR News, I'm Bree Hatch in Baltimore.
Two of the four military horses that broke free and ran through the streets of central London yesterday, with one soaked in blood after crashing into a bus, underwent surgery. The British Army says they were transferred to an equine hospital and all are being monitored. Officials say seven horses were spooked when construction materials were dropped near them and four of them bolted. Three soldiers on the horses at the time were thrown off, but the Army says they are expected to make a full recovery. U.S. futures contracts trading higher. Dow futures are up 0.1%. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.